What about lapatinib in the heart?
My understanding is the incidence is lowish. I think it was of the order of 1%, was it, overall throughout the trials?
It's very low looking across the entire database, and there was an interesting paper presented by Sarah Bacchus and her colleagues suggesting that there might be a mechanistic difference in response in cardiac myocytes exposed to trastuzumab versus lapatinib, and this centers around the activity of AMP kinase. And it turns out that in cardiac myocytes, trastuzumab has a measurable impact, a decrease in fact, in the activity of this AMP kinase enzyme that results in a depletion of ATP stores in the cardiac myocytes. And depletion of such stores is associated in clinical congestive heart failure, for example. And so it might help to explain a mechanism for trastuzumab-associated cardiac toxicity, whereas the effects of lapatinib on this enzyme really were little to none, or in fact, in some of the experiments, it looked like there might be even an increase in activity of this enzyme slightly. So there's no depletion of ATP stores following lapatinib in these cardiac myocytes, where there is in trastuzumab. Is that the biologic basis to explain this clinical observation of apparently fewer cases of cardiotoxicity in the lapatinib trials than expected? Maybe, but I just don't know. I mean, certainly clinical investigators have become very savvy and have become quite good at selecting patients so that they will have a low risk of cardiac adverse events on HER2-directed therapeutic trials, whether it be antibodies or otherwise. So I think we'll have to wait and see what the randomized phase 3 head-to-head comparisons teach us about whether or not there's a true difference in the cardiac safety profile between these two agents or indeed the combination.
So just to extend this in terms of where we're going in the future, Neil, I think at this moment we're relatively safe-ish because I could well see in our own practice starting, say, in the metastatic setting with something like a taxane with trastuzumab and then sequencing this onto, say, a capecitabine with a lapatinib and then flipping at the moment onto something like a navalbine plus trastuzumab again and cycling round. But in the future, there's no question the combination is going to be trastuzumab plus Bev or trastuzumab plus lapatinib or trastuzumab plus an mTOR inhibitor. And then one has to ask, when you've got the two targeted together, you know, how much additional cardiac toxicity that there is. And certainly, Mark, your data on the trastuzumab bevacizumab has stimulated, as you know, huge interest at this moment in time. And that is beginning to be adopted into practice in the community, almost in a worrying so based upon the number of patients. But it is,
I'm sure
it is
been
very
more,
encouraging.
More patients have been treated with that combination in the community than on our phase 2 study, no doubt, at this point.